Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
It took 68 years for me to become this cynical. And at the top of the hour news, I believe I heard something about a drop in coronaviruses and deaths because they've changed the way they count what a person died from. And I got to tell you, back in I'm sure this is something like this has happened to you too, Rick, when we were being used as tools for the big machines. Back in 1976, I worked for a Fortune 100 company. It was a really big conglomerate. And this company made a lot of really large products. I mean, really large. And they made some small ones too. And this company hired me to be my first job in the Fortune 100 company was that of a financial analyst. And so the boss came to me and said, "Hey, Vin, I want you to do some financial analysis, and here's the deal. We make these calculators, desktop calculators, and ours are the best, but we need to have 67% or more of the cost of these calculators from the United States in order to put Made in USA on the calculator and on the box and in our advertising." So now here, think about this. Rick, you've seen these desktop calculators. There's a plastic case around them. They have a power cord. They have a display, a digital display. They have a keyboard and a printer that would print on a roll of tape. So my job was to figure out how this could be made in the United States of America when the keyboard was made in Japan by a company called Alps, A-L-P-S. The display was made in Japan. The circuitry was made in Japan. And the printer was made in Japan. And what we made was the cover, you know, the plastic covering that concealed all of the mechanism. That was my job to figure that out. I had to go to the staples, the two staples that went into the manual to tell you how to use this calculator, the paper that went into the manual, the ink that went on the paper that went into the manual, the cardboard box that it was sold in, and the tape and everything to put it all together. And I was able to come up with 67% of the cost. However, if you looked at the content, not the cost, if you looked at the content of that calculator, there was no way that you could say that was made in the United States because a small amount of the parts came from the United States. But it costs more to make those few parts, like the cover. And that's how we were able to say made in USA, 67%, or just over 67%. So what I'm talking about is lying with numbers. I'm talking about lying with statistics.
I did the same thing in agriculture. I had a farm in California growing feverfew for migraine headaches. And they had a big field of migraine headache remedy. And they would swath and bale it. They made them into bales, feverfew. Those bales were shipped to China, capsulated, and tabulated, and put into tablets and capsules. and brought back for Costco to sell as Centrum. And one other brand that is so-called American brand. The product was grown in America, but it was cheaper to tabulate, to put it into a tablet and a capsule by shipping it to China and having it packaged there and shipped back and sold as an American product. Now, when I saw that happening, I realized that American agriculture has changed, and that even when we grew the crop, it still had fingers on it from other countries. And that is what was wrong with America. And what the convenience of taking Feverfew and putting it into a little pill so that you can eat it. And you would have thought that you should be able to do that out of San Francisco. There are tableters and encapsulators everywhere. The ones that I used, they would bring in product from India, like psyllium, and sell psyllium to Nature's Way in Provo, Utah, Mormons. And they would tablate and encapsulate it. How come the Mormons weren't doing Feverfew? Well, they were, but it wasn't being sold as Centrum. And there's another brand, and I can't think of the name of it now because it's so common. It's a common brand that Costco does. And it's, you think of it as American because it's cheap and inexpensive. It says grown in America, but it isn't. It was touched by China. And the vitamin industry is the tip of the iceberg in what has happened to American agriculture and the U.S. pharmacy of what we call the herbal pharmacy, where alleged use products, you know, that you buy your vitamins and vitamin D and so on. All your rosehip vitamin C comes from Peru. All your da-da-da. I started learning this early on and realized that the export of 10 to 1 in terms of what we would use, like for spices, like cinnamon. If the amount of cinnamon, and you have a choice of where a cinnamon comes from, either comes from Indonesia, which is a Kerinchi, or it comes from China, which is a Tongheng. Tongheng cinnamon is, in my opinion, has more sugars. It's sweeter. And they're a different genus and species, just like bay leaf. But whatever it would be used in cinnamon products, from bakeries doing cinnamon rolls to whatever, cinnamon toast, whatever, was written in stone. Europe will use literally 10 times as much. They don't have as many people, but the reason that's true is because they've been using spices 200 years before America. And people in America do not use spices like they do in Europe and Asia. And that's Mexico. Mexico was using jalapeno because of their water. The jalapeno pepper was different because it burned out and killed certain organisms that allowed you to be able to eat it. That's why they like their hotter diets. That's why Cambodia cooks with different kinds of heavy-duty spices because it kills the organisms that were found in that country. And I'm trying to re-educate in my writings in agriculture, and today my strong recommendation is if you have a prescription drug that you're dependent on, like a heart medicine, blood thinner, whatever, your smartest move today is to grow it in your own garden, because guess what? I'm going to guess in less than 5 years, you're not going to be able to get it at any price. That's why Canada, right now, you can buy things like for male erection disorder on down to opiates, five times cheaper in the mail than you can going to your local pharmacist. All of our industries have been contaminated, and this Wuhan virus has brought it to a head in terms of how it's going to affect, not pandemic. That's the slightest of the problems. It's going to cascade in everything because of the way we have been herded into it. I have a picture of the cows having a choice, taking the right door or the left door, and both of them lead to the same hole in the wall. You know, you have a choice. Which way do you want to be killed? This way or that way? You know, the whole thing's wrong. And it's a it's metaphysical. It's time people realize that these choices is not really a choice. And that it's time for you to start thinking about re-evaluating how and why you do what you do, because cheapest and best buy no longer exist in the marketplace. It's all about cheapest now, and it all comes from China. And they just put it with different faces on it.
Okay. Well, here's a thought. This dovetails pretty nicely with what you've been saying. I thought years ago that I saw the increasing products coming from China. I thought, wow, they're really taking over. But one thing they probably won't do is take over the production of heavy, large, inexpensive products. You know, things that would be hard to ship, things that would be heavy to ship, things that could break. They won't be able to do that because they're inexpensive. Not true. And I'm going to give you an example. Chinese drywall. So a lot of our homes are finished on the inside with, sometimes it's called sheetrock, sometimes called drywall. Well, Chinese drywall appeared in the United States between the years of 2001 and 2009. 100,000 homes have Chinese drywall in about 20 states in the United States. And the Chinese drywall is made with toxic chemicals that's sandwiched between two layers of paper, the outside layer and the inside layer. But inside is industrial waste, probably fly ash from coal-fired power generation stations. And the Chinese drywall emits sulfurous gases and other volatile chemicals, including carbon disulfide, hydrogen sulfide, carbonyl sulfide. And as the temperature and humidity rises, there are more off-gassing of these chemicals. There's more off-gassing. So it used to be that drywall was made with gypsum, and it was between two thick sheets of paper and kiln dry. But the Chinese figured out a way of getting rid of their industrial waste and sending it off to the United States. Well, here's what happens. Let me tell you where it is. Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. Let's see, there are other states. New Orleans. But it's in a lot of states, about 20 states. Well, here's what happens. The off-gassing of this drywall will corrode the copper wiring in your house. And if you want to know if you have it, the easy way is to just take off that receptacle cover or that wall switch cover and look and see if the wires are black. Meaning not the insulation, because there's a black wire or white wire. White insulation, black insulation, and a bare copper wire. If your house is wired with Romex, look at the bare copper wire. See if it looks like copper. If it looks black, you should be suspicious that maybe you have Chinese drywall in your home. Now, what would it take to get rid of the drywall in your home? Now, I want you to think about that. You have to take everything out of your house. Everything. Then you have, you know, curtains, furniture, rugs, everything. And then you rip the wall.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Imported from China. However, Lowe's agreed to a settlement that may award victims up to $100,000 for damages caused by contaminated drywall purchased at their stores. They said they didn't sell it, but they're willing to pay up to $100,000 for damages to homes contaminated with contaminated drywall purchased at their stores. That's doublespeak. We didn't do it. We didn't sell it, but we'll give you $100,000, up to $100,000 for damages. That's doublespeak. That's what Rick and I have been talking about, you know, for over the last couple of months, that this is the kind of stuff that happens. So, can you trust Lowe's? Obviously not. Obviously. Now, how does that happen? I believe, Rick, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. How does it happen that a store sells a defective product? My take on that is, if you look at the old Sears, Roebuck and Company, I believe they had product testers, product evaluators, laboratories, and they'd say, okay, we need a washing machine that we're going to put the Kenmore brand on, our Sears house brand. And they're made by Whirlpool, they're made by General Electric, made by Frigidaire. Let's test these and let's figure out which is the best value, and let's put, you know, the Kenmore name on whichever one seems to be the most durable, the best price point, all of that. They had people testing products. I think they all got fired. And I don't think we test products anymore. I think that's how we got to this point where products come out of the factories and are sold, and they're lousy. They're defective from the beginning. They're defective in design. They're defective in materials. But I think the factories are saying, no, look, it doesn't work. Yeah, I know it needs those extra screws, bolts, washers, fasteners. I know, but we got to get them out the door, ship them. I think that's what's happening. And I think the engineers who say, yep, no, we need that extra strut. We need that extra kerf. We need that extra gusset. We need that this material's too thin. It needs to be 50% thicker, or it's going to fail. No, that's okay. We want to sell a lightweight washing machine. I think that's what's happening. What are your thoughts, Rick?
Absolutely. I mean, why would they want to spend any money when it's easier to sell something and then take it back on an exchange?
I've said for years when I get under a Ford vehicle, I've said, and this doesn't just apply to Ford. If it takes four bolts to hold that part together, Ford can do it with three. If it takes four, Ford will do it with three. And that's indicative of where we are today. If you look at class, if you look at a flat screen TV, if you just look at it, the specifications on the internet, let's say you look at a 50-inch television of maybe 6 years ago, 8 years ago, it might weigh 50 pounds. A new one, a new improved one with more features, weighs 25 pounds. Now, why is that? Well, if you push on the back of the plastic shell of the 50-inch TV, you'll find that it will deflect with your pinky with very light pressure. They have taken out all the material that they can out of the case, almost to the point where you can see through it. That's how much they've taken out. That's how thin this is. That's where we are. And we're not repairing anything. You know, do you buy a television for $300 and then after a couple of years when it quits, bring it to a store and they say, yeah, we can fix that for you. It's going to be $150. Maybe a little bit more, but we don't know, about $150. Would you have your TV repaired that quit after 2 years and spend half the cost to repair it that you spent to buy it? Would you do that? I don't think so. It used to be, believe it or not, there used to be fix-it shops. And you could bring in your toaster, a toaster, and have it repaired, a toaster. When was the last time you thought about repairing a toaster? When was the last time you thought about getting your shoes rehealed or resold? We just throw them away. Didn't used to be like that. There used to be television repair shops. You know, for $20, you could have your television repaired. Not anymore. Rick, can you share your thoughts on...
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last night's Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas, the first debate to feature late-coming candidate Michael Bloomberg.
I know how to run a complicated city, the biggest, most diverse city in this country. I'm a manager.
But Bloomberg was also a target. Here's Senator Elizabeth Warren.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Pete Buttigieg saying of the two current frontrunners in the race for the Democratic nomination, Bernie Sanders and Bloomberg.
We shouldn't have to choose between one candidate who wants to burn this party down and another candidate who wants to buy this party out.
While at a rally in Arizona, the president said he can beat any of the Democrats.
It's probably going to be competitive, but I actually think we're going to win by a lot, just like we did last.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something. It's going to be sliding. What if today's hot? Thank God you're... Take my... When you go... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. That's the website if you want to peruse his offering, buy his books. So in the studio, I have a Technics by Panasonic receiver. It's a model SA-80. It's about 45 years old. I have a pair of Dynaco speakers in the kitchen hooked up to another Panasonic or Technics by Panasonic receiver of the same vintage. All of that equipment, the Dynaco and the Technics by Panasonic, about 50 years old. I would be livid if any of that equipment failed, stopped working. And I've had it for 50 years. Or it's 50 years old. I'd be livid. But today, we don't expect our products to last that long. I use those two receivers every day. I use the speakers every day. And they work flawlessly. Rick, we are now in a disposable society, and that disposable product that we throw away after a couple of years.
That all started with, you know, Detroit and Mopar. And that, you know, things were then designed to fail and had an expiration date. And it was the last of the DeLoreans. And the concept of building the best thing that you could with what was available in materials at that moment. And that all changed with Mopar and the idea that you could time your watch on when your battery would wear out. You could take your watch to it. You know, it had a guarantee of 5 years or 3 years or 4 years. And it was like clockwork. It was exactly when it would fail. It was designed that extremely precision. And then it went downhill from there. And that's where I started to realize that my stereo, I have Klipshorn and AR speakers. My ARs are low, they're real high impedance. I mean, you have to have 300 watts just to start to turn them in. And that's where my quality of music came from, like your speakers and your stereo. That's why all of my stuff is still TEAC. I don't have Sherwood. What I have is Klipshorn and AR speakers, and I have Heathkit. I remember when you made your own thing and you built it yourself and it never failed. And then there was, and I can't remember, we talked about it last week, I think you gave me the name again of that television where they would take your TV in and redesign it. And I can't remember that repair of TV repair. It was a certain kind of a television.
And I believe they're done. They have a lifetime.
None of that exists anymore because it used to be best buy per dollar spent what you got for your buck and or cheapest, and you had a choice.
You know, now, Rick, I'm talking about stereo. You talked about the Klipshorn.
This is all what Wuhan virus is about. It has brought that whole concept to the forefront of China now failing and everything. And watch what happens to the world economy as a result.
Okay, so back to that well pump. Now, I mentioned that the United States design has a control box because some of the control parts would fail and you could fix it, you know, above ground. You could fix it in your basement. Just take the cover out, pop out the old capacitor, put in a new capacitor, or replace the entire box. The box would be about $100 if you, you know, paid the average price. If you bought this Chicom well pump, and it's rated for 300 feet that won't go more than, you know, really 100 feet and marginal at best. If you had one of those, and they put the control box in the pump at the bottom of the well. And I don't know, class, if you've ever taken a well pump out. It's a multi-person job unless you have the crane on a truck with a boom. Unless you have one of those, it takes several people to take the well pump out. We did one in Virginia ourselves, and it took four of us. Four people to take the well pump pipe out because it was black PVC plastic, and we didn't want to kink it. So we fabricated a winch, a hand crank winch. We fabricated that, and we cranked the pump out. There's a rope on every one of these well pumps that's installed properly, so you can get the well pump out. And we didn't want to kink the well pipe, so there were several people carrying it as I raised it out of the well. And it's a half a day job. And then you have to disinfect and shock the well with chlorine because you took the well pipe out, you open up the well, and you don't want bacteria to get in there and kill you. So it's not an easy thing to do. And that was just a 200-foot. Here in Missouri, it's a little deeper than that for us. Well, why would you want to put one of these Chi-Com pumps in if it's going to have to be replaced sooner? And there's another thing I'd suggest to you, that if you happen to decide to replace your well pump and you're going to get a new well pump tank, get a much larger one. Whatever size you think you're going to get a bigger one. And the reason for that is your pump will cycle less often. And if it cycles less often, it will last a lot longer. We have an 86-gallon well pump tank. It's huge. And we have not had a failure in 15 years. And I credit the large well pump tank and the American-made well pump and the American-made well pump control box to the longevity of that well pump. So I suggest that you avoid the Chi-Com well pumps. If you look at Harbor Freight, a lot of their products are substandard, especially the ones that you plug in to electricity. I believe they're substandard. So they're thin. They're for the guy who uses it or the gal who uses it once in a while, not for the professional. Rick, I'm really concerned that we have lost our way with the repairability of items. And when I look at items, I look at, can I fix it? Now, we have a television here, a flat-screen television. It's probably 10 years old. And the power supply failed. I'll be darned if I'm going to throw that thing away. I'm not going to do it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take it apart, and I'm going to take an ohmmeter and a voltmeter, and I'm going to find out which capacitor blew, which capacitor in the power supply blew, and I'm going to try to find them. But guess what? They're all made in China. That's where capacitors come from. Substandard capacitors. So when I find it, I'm going to have to get a couple of them. And they're probably going to be like 20 cents a piece. And we're throwing televisions away because a 20-cent part failed. But the guy that would figure out which one of those 20-cent parts failed, you can't find them. Because they're not around. And if they are around, they want $150 to put in that 20-cent part. Rick, does that sound right to you, or am I?
Well, it's where we've lost our way, and where there is no such thing as a gross national product anymore. And now, with what's happened with the Wuhan virus and the reinternment camps that they're using, and by the way, Iran has just started doing the same thing. It is a way to take control of everything away from the citizen. And you'll notice nobody's talking about Hong Kong and the protests that were going on then. It took that out of the media.
I talked to a guy who was driving one of those delivery trucks. I mean, you can call it UPS, you can call it Federal Express, just pick one. Actually, I've talked to both of them. And I said, hey, y'all, concerned about the coronavirus? Just wash your hands and everything will be good. I'm stunned that these guys have right behind the seat where the steering wheel is attached, they are driving packages that come from China, and they have no concern about the coronavirus. Now, what I'm saying is they haven't figured out that the coronavirus has shut down the factories that make the parts that are boxed, that are put in the back of their trucks.
Well, that's why those Chinese cargo containers are all sitting in the port, because of that exact problem. That's A, B, and then C. Just follow the money.
We reported well over a week ago that the Chinese have used the term force majeure to stop the delivery of liquefied natural gas. They can't use it. They can't use it anymore because the factories aren't consuming it, so they don't need it, and there's no place to put it. They're not accepting shipments of copper either because they don't need the copper because the factories that use the copper are shut down. So that, and that's, it's still the way it is. And now we have food, refrigerated frozen food that is sitting in cargo containers because the Chinese can't unload it because the docks are closed. Unbelievable. They are headed for total destruction as far as I can tell. I may be wrong, but it seems to me that if they can't accept shipments of food, they're not accepting copper, they're not accepting natural gas, liquefied natural gas, because the factories are closed, and they've just set up 40 new mobile incinerators. Now, why would they have 40 new mobile incinerators? Obviously, the number of incinerators that they had was not enough. So they have 40 more. And these are high-tech incinerators. Why would they need those if this weren't real? Obviously,
why
this is
so
wrong.
Many
what do we
people
say that
trying to get out of China right now? What, it isn't about the spread of the disease. Something else is going on. And I can't believe the pictures I'm seeing. Just someone taking a picture from his phone showed thousands in a big long line running across the border. There's another one that shows all the trucks that are jammed and stopped at the border. Miles of trucks.
Well, Rick, would you want to get on an airplane today?
Unfortunately, no, I wouldn't. No, I would rather drive. But I've got friends and relatives and close friends that are flying in and out of L.A. and San Francisco, and it's. I don't think that the virus is the problem.
The pneumonia
is the problem. I'm concerned with that part of it. I'm concerned with the what's happening as a result of the virus, and that whether the virus was real or it's just common cold, and the CDC has stopped classifying it because it's a cold, it's not this, it's that, and one's this way and one's that way, and one was weaponized. Why would they even weaponize anything like this in the first place?
That's where Lucille comes in. That's where Lucille comes in. When we find out who has weaponized these things, we need to talk with Lucille and those people. That's
exactly
what we need to do. Drawing
exactly
quarter, that's another way. Keel haul, that's another way. Hanging the public square, that's another way. Locks and stocks in the public square, that's another way. Stoning, that's another way.
That's another way. Getting pardoned.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we all know that Tesla makes electric cars, and we all know that the lithium-ion battery bank is what powers the Tesla cars once that battery bank has been charged. Well, Porsche doesn't want to be left out, and they came out with a car called the Taycan, T-A-Y-C-A-N. There are 130 of them in the United States. Actually, it's 129, because one of them blew up in a guy's garage. He had one, and boom, battery blew up. Now, why would anybody in his or her right mind buy an electric car that will overtax the electric grid in the United States and be powered by charging a battery that comes from China? Why would anybody do that? Especially when you know that, oh, about 7 years from now, you're going to have to get either dump the car or get a new, I don't know, $7,000, $10,000, $12,000 battery bank. Why would anybody do that? It's like saying, you know what? I love this car. It is really cool. And I know that I'm only going to have to replace the engine in 7 years. Not tune it, replace it. Rick, any comments?
I'd like to end my part of this by also mentioning the debate last night where six Democratic presidential candidates sparred and in Las Vegas. And for the first time, Mike Bloomberg trying to buy his way into presidency. And it's interesting to see who fibbed, who lied, and who exaggerated. That's very enlightening. And that's the way I wanted to end today. I want you to understand we're at war, and there's more going on around us that we miss because of, oh, children, look over here. ISIS is beheading a bunch of people. Oh, children, look over there. And the media just held an election for Democrats with Bernie Sanders and the rest of them. And guess who lied? Guess who didn't lie? Guess who exaggerated? That's an interesting poll.
Well, would you say that all of them lied? All of them exaggerated?
No, most all of them didn't. Only a couple lied, was false, and or misleading. And isn't that interesting, the ones that did? I found that interesting, and I'm not going to even tell you. I just go do your own research and find out who's who.
Would you term the 2020 election trading billionaires? Is that what you call it?
It's all about money, and I've had enough, and I'm going to run my own ship like captain and commander. And maritime law rules. And when you get my age and you worry about things like Social Security and you watch what they're doing with Social Security, Pelosi and some of the others, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Rick, have you ever gotten votes for president or votes for senator or votes for congressman or votes for mayor? Have you ever gotten any of those?
I get them all the time. And phone calls, unsolicited. The thing is, I no longer vote for someone. I'm usually, unfortunately, voting against someone else. None of them are qualified.
Yeah, I haven't voted. I haven't voted in the last election. I don't plan on voting.
Well,
in this
you
one.
Have to do. I mean, if you don't, they'll gerrymander. They'll do things. The problem is, it's not even about that anymore. It's about what they're offering for candidates. It's an embarrassment. Is
you know,
Trump
for
or,
someone,
you know, they're all bad.
For someone to generate the kind of wealth that we're talking about, it requires taking a little bit of money from a lot of people or taking a lot of money from a few people or both. That's what it takes. And why is it that someone feels comfortable generating so much wealth that they couldn't say grace over it nor have enough time in their life to spend it? And yet they won't give it to who the people who need it more.
Like Bloomberg. It's about power, like the guy that invented Microsoft, Bill Gates. It's about power. And power, ultimate power, corrupts ultimately. And that's one of the that's a second enemy of man. The first one is fear, because you don't know.
When I look
and that's
at Bill
Carlos
Gates.
Castaneda. And I'm here to tell you that there are four enemies. The third one, by the way, is after you have power, personal power, and you start to see things more clearly. That becomes an enemy. And, of course, the fourth enemy is what I'm currently enjoying, old age.
when I think about Bill Gates, I think about a guy who sold defective product after defective product after defective product and charged the customers for each one.
Well, you know, Skype was working fine for me until Microsoft took it over. And
right.
Now, every time I use Skype, before I can use it, there's an update.
I don't even
use it.
Just
like WordPress in my website. How's that?
Hey, we're out of time. Rick, thank you so much for being with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. That's where you go and find his books and purchase his books. Rick, thanks so much. See you next week.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.